WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Alex Prichet. A federal grand jury meeting in D.C. in the special counsel investigation into former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. It comes as a prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, appears close to wrapping up the probe into efforts to overturn the state's presidential results. ABC News legal contributor and attorney Jeffrey Robbins.
It's going to really be a challenge. We're really now up against it if that's going to happen. A lot of witnesses, a lot of legal theories. There are going to be a lot of Hail Mary passes thrown by the Trump team, like the one that they threw and lost yesterday when they tried to get the prosecution precluded. And so it's sort of hold on to your hats in terms of the timing of the four criminal cases that the former president is likely to face now.
The CDC says COVID cases are ticking upwards. Hospitalizations have risen 12% from the previous week. Accused Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman is due back in court today since pleading not guilty to charges connected to the murders of three women. This is ABC News. Healthcare giant CVS announcing it's cutting thousands of jobs.
About 5,000 jobs on the chopping block for retail pharmacy chain CVS Health, the company saying in a statement they're mostly corporate layoffs, no customer-facing workers in stores, pharmacies, or clinics. Rhode Island-based CVS has about 300,000 workers in the U.S. and operates about 9,000 retail locations and 1,100 walk-in clinics. The cost-cutting comes after CVS spent nearly $19 billion to acquire two smaller healthcare companies this year. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Texas governor is standing by his border security program, but he's lost a key ally from across the aisle.
The district that Democratic State Representative Eddie Morales represents covers more than half of Texas' 1,200-mile border with Mexico. And when his constituents said they needed resources to address a surge of migrants crossing into Texas,
I was very positive about making sure that funds were available under Operation Lone Star.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Alex Prichet, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. A 51-year-old Green Bay man was killed in a crash this morning on South Broadway Street. Police were called at 7:15 this morning to the 1000 block of South Broadway, where according to witnesses, the victim's minivan crossed a center line and collided with a semi-truck. Officials gave the man CPR but could not save him. The man's name has not been revealed at this time. A passenger in the minivan was also injured seriously but expected to live. The driver of the truck, a 50-year-old Ocano man, was uninjured. A Green Bay apartment building had to be evacuated after being crashed into by an SUV. The incident happened Monday afternoon on the west side in the 1400 block of Western Avenue. According to the Green Bay Metro Fire Department, they arrived on the scene to find part of the SUV in the actual apartment. The driver and the passenger were uninjured and no one was home in the unit during the crash. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tuesday. I almost forgot what day it is. Tuesday. It's the 1st of August. Mr. Zommers, our producer and engineer, in with us on the board. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you?
Doing pretty well.
We cut it close.
A little bit snuffy today because I was hanging out with a friend who owns cats. It sucks being allergic to cats, but you know, here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah, I'm finally starting to clear up now that it's 1 p.m.
Well, good for you. Mr. Zommers and I were having a little off the air discussion. He says we have 15 seconds. So I ran over to my mic and here we are. Glad to be with you on a Tuesday. It's hour number two. Cannot wait. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke Day. Back in his old time slot of 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. So we will have Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Lots to talk about today. Hoping that you all are listening. Hoping that you all want to call in and discuss this big news across Wisconsin. First of all, we have Derek Van Orden, the congressman from the 3rd District, who likes to brag about his masculinity, his ability to stand up to people, his military experience. And of course, we don't want to diminish anyone's military experience. But for a guy who swore and used F-bombs multiple times and the S-word multiple times, and of course, he does not deny any of that to the press. He was supposed to have a press conference in his district, in the town of Campbell, just south of La Crosse, been there before. He suddenly canceled it yesterday afternoon. Didn't want to talk to the press. He has retreated. Odd for a Navy SEAL to retreat. But that's what Derek Van Orden has done.
I don't know. Sometimes that's the right strategic move, or sometimes you're a coward. Or rather, what I really think it is, my real professional personal opinion, yes, is that he had lawyers or advisors who told him to apologize for it, and he was like, no, and so he just canceled it.
Well, we're going to talk about this after the break, but here's the thing. He's in an awkward position because the Senate Majority Leader and also the Senate Minority Leader, who is a Republican, the Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer for the Democrats, Mitch McConnell for the Republicans. Mitch McConnell went to the floor and said he wanted to associate himself with the Majority Leader, with Chuck Schumer, and that everyone, keyword, everyone on the Republican side in the Senate agreed, which includes Ron Johnson. So I'm sure the press is, assembled in La Crosse would want to ask Congressman Van Orden, how do you feel about Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican, rebuking you and saying that you should apologize? That's a tough one to answer, I suppose, if you're Derek Van Orden. We'll talk about that after the break. Also, big news here in Madison, Judge Janet, the justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz, is set to be inaugurated, or at least sworn in, this afternoon, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court will shift from conservative to a liberal majority. Going to talk about that. Also in Supreme Court news, kind of a little bit of a drama story happening at the Supreme Court. Randy Koshnick, former Jefferson County Circuit Court judge, and then went on to challenge Shirley Abrahamson for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, lost. And then he got hired back in 2017 or so to kind of run the court system in Wisconsin. And he serves at the behest, at the pleasure of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Allegedly, according to Koshnick, he has been told he is going to be fired today after the liberals take over. This is all very one-sided because we have not heard from any of the liberal justices on this. So we're going to find out what we're going to talk a little bit. And interestingly enough, I'm going to tell this story a little bit later on. I worked for Randy Koshnick's campaign for a brief moment. I'm going to tell you why I left and what I think about that. Also up north, Tom Tiffany, toxic Tom Tiffany, congressman from northern Wisconsin, is out, saying that he is not going to run against current U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat, for her seat next year. Republicans have no candidate, you understand? Honest to goodness, they do not have a candidate. They cannot find anybody who wants to take on Tammy Baldwin. There's one dude, a Milwaukee business guy, Scott Mayer, interviewed by Dan Bice of the Journal Sentinel. Great column. Going to read you part of this. Scott Mayer, his kind of patent answer is, I just don't know. I just don't know.
That's who I want as a United States Senator.
And apparently he's missed a couple of big elections in 2018 and I believe 2020 for president. Normally, if you're somebody who's going to run for political office, you don't want to miss elections, voting in elections. Not a good look. Scott Mayer, he's asked about, well, what do you, I just don't know. So lots happening today for a Tuesday. So we're going to talk about all that. Also take your calls as well on the program today. Going to be a great show and hope you stick around for it. Mr. Zommer is also be giving his opinions along the way and yours as well. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on the show today. And in hour two, we'll have Luke Mathers, co-host of the program you just heard, Town Call, along with William Walter. And Luke's going to be in. We'll talk news, but we'll also talk a little Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Don't forget the trading deadline, I believe, is 5 p.m. today. Lots of rumors out there about a couple of bats or a pitcher the Brewers may pick up. We'll ask Mr. Luke about that as well in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Lots to discuss. Your phone calls, 844-967-2789. This is the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
If they lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. Top story. And this is fascinating to me because you know there's something wrong in DOV land when a Navy SEAL retreats. Don't see this very often. In Wispolitics this afternoon, according to the Wisconsin Dems, the great headline, by the way, by the Dems. Give their communication. DVO meltdown. Van Orden abruptly cancels press conference. Now, this was first reported, I believe, by News 8, the CBS affiliate station in La Crosse, who had originally reported on their morning show yesterday that Congressman Van Orden, who represents Wisconsin's 3rd District, and we have a lot of 3rd District listeners across our multiple stations across Wisconsin, and Derek Van Orden said he was going to appear in the town of Campbell, just south and outside of La Crosse, yesterday. News 8, CBS affiliate, reported that in the morning. Well, by golly, by their noon show, the anchor there at News 8 in La Crosse said, actually, the Van Orden campaign has canceled their press conference. They were supposed to have a press conference primarily on PFAS. PFAS, that was the subject. But of course, press was going to be there, and Van Orden and his team knew they were going to get calls about what happened last week out in Washington, D.C., which, of course, Derek Van Orden has not denied any of this. Multiple press, including the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, The Hill, National Press, he does not deny that he said these things. Said it to 16 and 17-year-old high school pages in the Capitol. Admittedly, he had been drinking, he says, with constituents in his office. He may or may not have been drunk. We don't know that part. But he says he was drinking, had a few drinks with constituents, and then took, he says, 50 or so constituents on a late-night tour of the Capitol. Remember, he's in the House. They went through the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, which is closed to the general public unless you're with a member of Congress or on an official tour. And they ran into U.S. Senate pages. And, of course, the Senate was still in session. And as would happen, pages are allowed to go out, you know, and take photos. It was like the next to last day for the Senate pages who come here as high schoolers. They're nominated by their U.S. senator. They come out to D.C. for a little time. They do this cool thing, and they go home. Well, these kids, these high school kids, as a remembrance, were trying to take pictures of the rotunda. All right? And they were laying on their backs looking up, taking pictures of the rotunda. And Derek Van Orden came through and starts yelling obscenities at these young kids, these 16, 17-year-olds, which he does not deny. And I'm not just talking, hey, get out of here. I'm talking multiple F-bombs, multiple S-words, verbally abusing them. And he will not apologize. And here's the thing. In the Senate, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer for the Democrats went to the floor and called Van Orden out and said he should apologize. Then the minority leader, the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, got up and said, quote, I would like to associate myself with the words of the majority leader. And went on to say that, quote, everyone, unquote, on this side of the aisle feels exactly the same way, including Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. But so far, Van Orden just has doubled down, made up a lie about there have been, you know, Union soldiers buried under the Capitol, which is a lie. It was used as a hospital during the Civil War. And then said these kids were disrespecting the Capitol. Well, I've told the story before. I'm not going to get into it now. But if you want to talk about disrespecting the Capitol, how about the time that Newt Gingrich had sex with a fellow worker on the speaker's desk? True story, by the way. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Jeff Perry, our friend and ongoing contributor. Mr. Perry, always glad to hear from you. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Good. And you had me at sex on the podium. What was that? Let's hear that story. Forget about my call.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just get a kick out of this Martin Van Buren. What's his name? Derek Van Orden. I get a kick out of the guy because he comes across as such a hard man, such a tough guy, and everything. And I guess he is when he's yelling at kids, you know. But I don't think, you know, he gets the opportunity to state his case in front of the press and in front of his constituents. Eddie Van Halen. What's his name? Derek Van Orden. And he gets, you know, all, ooh, I got to cancel the press conference. So, right. You know me. I have a lot of very powerful friends who have a lot of insight into these kind of things. Apparently, the press conference was canceled because Dr. Van Helsing. What is his name? Derek Van Orden was. There were some kids that were skateboarding outside, and he had to go outside and yell at them to get out of the yard. And that's the reason.
That's the real reason.
Canceled. But, yeah.
You heard it here first. There. Jeff Perry breaking news. Derek Van Orden. I want to do it like in a General Bull Carter voice from Hogan's Heroes. Derek Van Orden? Clink!
He knows nothing.
That was Sergeant Schultz.
Oh, that's
Derek Van Orden. I know nothing. I hear nothing. I can say nothing.
So yeah, the whole thing is just comical, and it's sad, it is. Wisconsin gets a lot. Yeah, and Wisconsin just gets a black eye all the time from these guys, and if it's not Johnson, it's this guy or it's somebody else, and you know, we gotta figure out a way to get the district lines drawn properly so we can get rid of some of these guys. That's all.
Well, that may be coming up after Janet Protasiewicz gets sworn in today. But you have kids. You have kids, or one of them still in high school. I mean, if your kid went to work and their supervisor started dropping F-bombs on them and got up on their face, how would you feel as a parent?
Well, I would be very upset, even if they had done something wrong. You know, that's not the way to address it.
Right.
So, you know, that would be I would be quite upset. And I think that the parents of these kids with the Congressman Van Wilder, what's his name? Can never remember. Derek Van Orden.
Yes.
He's got to face up to this. And if he's not man enough to apologize, well, let's get him out of there. Let's vote him out.
I like the word man up. I think, Mr. Zomers, you have time. Great line, or a great song from the Book of Mormon. It's called Man Up. later on, maybe in the out cue, a little man up. That's what Derek Van Orden needs, to man up. Because I think I've known some Navy SEALs. I have the pleasure, and they're great folks. And I my heart goes out to what they do for our country. I find it very interesting that this former Navy SEAL, Derek Van Orden, can't man up and apologize. Also, we don't hear from any of the Navy SEALs he served with. We can't find any. I mean, if you served Derek Van Orden, call up. Tell us what kind of a person he is. I mean, that's what I'd like. You know, 844-967-2789. What do you think about that, Jeff?
If he had just said, yeah, exactly. If he had just said the next day, hey, look, I really messed up. you know, and explained that, okay, you know, this happened and I'd had a few drinks and I'm really very sorry. And, you know, maybe I can make it up to the pages somehow and whatever.
Right.
That would have been fine. We wouldn't still be talking about it.
Exactly.
People would have talked about it the next day probably. And then that would have been it. But he's just, he's digging his own grave. This man, Van Morrison, he's digging his own grave, this guy, and he's bringing it on himself. And I say, keep going, buddy. You know?
I love it. Jeff Perry, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for taking time, my friend. Have a wonderful day. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What say you? Let's go up to Mark in the sack. Mark, what say you?
Why all of a sudden did I think of the Seven Dwarfs song, Dig, 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 All Day Long,
that
is what apparently Derek Van Orden is doing right now. For the testicular challenge, Derek Van Orden, that you got to man up, buddy. I mean, that this would all be over if you just would have apologized. I mean, it just, we've all dealt with people like that. Back when I was an auditor, there's a couple of times where that I gave the public works director the information he did not want to hear, and they started cursing at me, and I go, well, you know, that, and what he had done was kind of a little bit of questionable in the first place, but then I kind of just bit my tongue and thought to myself, I could have responded in the same way he was responding to me. You know, I just kind of bit my tongue, and I go, you know, you shouldn't be cursing at the guy that could send this up someplace else in the food chain, and you wouldn't like the results there. I mean, it is just, the guy is just a jackass, and I mean that. And that Wisconsin is not well served by this guy being in, you know, representing the third. And it's just an embarrassment. And somebody talked about Newt Gingrich before. I've thought about it because his name has come up. Whenever I see Newt Gingrich, I think of the fact that he helped speed Rupert Murdoch's, you know, speed his citizenship along in the United States here when they were going after Bill Clinton for his peccadilloes.
Mm-hmm.
What fascinated me is that the guys who were screaming the loudest for Bill Clinton's head were also engaged doing the nasty with people in their offices. You know, Newt Gingrich and Bob Barr and not to be confused with Bill Barr.
Right. Here's somebody, not to interrupt you, Mark, but here's a texter from Waukesha, WAUK, says to me, wow, what about a president named Bill having sex with an aide that got impeached? Hypocrisy much? Well, I that's the point, is that it doesn't matter whether it's Republican or Democratic. I don't think people should be having sex in the White House. They're in the private bedrooms, but I mean, not in the Oval Office or certainly not in the Speaker's office. I think those are sacred places that, you know, you shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff, regardless of which party you're for. And so if Derek Van Orden wants to talk about, you know, defacing or defiling sacred spaces, I think that's a heck of a lot worse than interns lying down and take a picture of the rotunda. And Mark, what do you think about this? The fact that he doesn't want to apologize, that gets me.
It shows a lack that just no courage when it comes to this kind of thing. I mean it takes a real man to be able to apologize and say I was wrong, that and not try to lie your way out of it. Which it seems like, you know, that there's people out there that are willing to lie to get themselves out of it. And I mean that, and he should. And if he just would have apologized, it would be over by now.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, I got a little upset, and I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry, you know, that apologize each, and, you know, each one of those people individually or collectively, and this would all be over right now, but he just is not man enough at this point in time to do that, and should be called out on it until he actually does. I mean, that's the only solution here. He has to apologize, pure and simple.
Appreciate it, Mark. Mark from the SAC. Appreciate your call, 844-967-2989. Give us a call if you'd like. Derek Van Orden, man up. Man up all over yourself and apologize to these kids.
I have maggots in my scroll.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Ha ha!
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Alex Prichet. A federal grand jury meeting in D.C. in the special counsel investigation into former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. It comes as a prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, appears close to wrapping up the probe into efforts to overturn the state's presidential results. ABC News legal contributor and attorney Jeffrey Robbins.
It's going to really be a challenge. We're really now up against it if that's going to happen. A lot of witnesses, a lot of legal theories. There are going to be a lot of Hail Mary passes thrown by the Trump team, like the one that they threw and lost yesterday when they tried to get the prosecution precluded. And so it's sort of hold on to your hats in terms of the timing of the four criminal cases that the former president is likely to face now.
The CDC says COVID cases are ticking upwards. Hospitalizations have risen 12% from the previous week. Accused Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman is due back in court today since pleading not guilty to charges connected to the murders of three women. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Two people are in custody after a fire at Copper Culture State Park in Okano. Okano and DNR fire officials responded to a reported fire a little before 7 p.m. on Monday. The fire started near the park's museum. Officials say they extinguished it quickly. One person was treated for minor injuries and released. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the fire. A man who vandalized several vehicles during a Timber Rattlers game blamed it on a temper tantrum. Clint Freeburg, 31, of Greenville, was arrested by Grand Chute Police on Saturday. Authorities say Freeburg keyed several cars in the Fox City Stadium parking lot after he stormed off following a dispute with another fan. Police identified Freeburg from a picture taken in the parking lot. The photo was posted on social media by multiple people. Freeburg was charged yesterday and faces up to 3 years in prison. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Your home is the place where you know your loved ones are secure. But the things that keep your home protected can't keep pests at bay. That's where Raid comes in. For 60 years, Raid scientists have worked to protect people around the world. With trusted research, ingredients, testing standards, and product efficacy, Raid seeks to create a better future for all. Especially the ones you love most. Raid. Protection for all.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing so. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, on all of our fine radio stations across the state, and on the Civic Media app. Don't have the app, you say? Well, the only better time to download the app than right now was yesterday. And we can't go back. Gotta live in the present, right? So here we are. A great time for you to get on your Apple or Android device. Go to your search engine in the App Store, the search bar. Just type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up, a cool little C and an M logo created by our wonderful and talented Rebecca, our graphic designer. Click on that. It'll download in less than a minute, more or less, depending upon your signal. And better yet, it's free, gratis. No dinero, won't cost you a dime. It's what Gail King over at CPS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. You can take Mr. Zomers each and every afternoon along with me in your pocket, on your car, on your truck, wherever. The Civic Media app and all the fine programming here on Civic Media as well throughout the day. Do not want to miss it. Want to change over to some, but I guess before we go over to the Jana Prota Sandwich stuff, I want to address, there's one text that came in on our text line. You can text us, by the way. The best way to text us is via the app, by the way. When it comes up, you can just hit a little key. It'll let you text us. This caller from here in Madison on WMDX text in talking about Derek Van Orten in the last segment. Nobody talks about the fact that he said he was drinking in his office. Well, we brought that up at the beginning of the last segment. And again, there were bottles, multiple bottles of alcohol that were photographed and published. And Van Orten doesn't deny that. But here's the thing. And we don't know. I want to make sure that we have this correct. We don't know. We cannot confirm whether Derek Van Orten was, quote unquote, legally drunk, unquote, when he did this. He did say he was drinking. We know that. We saw the bottles of booze. We know that. He confirmed that. So Mr. Zomers asked me during the break, in as a former U.S. House and State Senate staffer, is it legal? Is it common to have alcohol in the Senate offices and House offices? It's kind of a gray area, to be honest. I mean, I haven't worked in the U.S. House since 1999, and I haven't worked in the State Senate since January 2nd of 2015. But as best to my recollection, the official by-the-book rule is you can't necessarily have alcohol. But, and it's a big but, it's generally accepted that members of Congress and members of the State Senate are allowed to have a bottle, singular, in their cabinet, which their colleagues may come in after a floor session and share a drink together. Occasionally, a staffer is invited to join along. Holiday parties also. You're allowed to have, again, not officially, but you're allowed to have this in the office. So, to me, the story is not about whether or not there was alcohol in Derek Van Orten's office. That's completely beside the point. The story is that he verbally attacked 16 and 17-year-olds in the Capitol. So I wanted to address that before we went on. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would invite your calls on the show today. As we move on a little bit to talk about Jana Protasiewicz and the ideology majority of the Wisconsin Supreme Court shifting this afternoon when Justice-elect Jana Protasiewicz becomes Justice Protasiewicz. She'll be sworn in at the state capitol for a 10-year term a little later this afternoon. Milwaukee County Judge, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, replacing conservative former Chief Justice Patience Rogensack, Pack Rogensack, who retired after two decades on the state's high court. Number of issues, from union rights to redistricting to abortion to election laws, are likely to make their way before the court in the coming months and years. Protasiewicz defeated conservative former state Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly by 11 points in April after running a campaign focused on, quote unquote, sharing her values. Her victory gives liberals a 4-3 majority on the court. 844-967-2789. What are your feelings about Justice Protasiewicz being sworn in this afternoon, the change in courts? And just like that, by the magic of radio and osmosis and ESP, we have our very own resident attorney, one of two in the Civic Media Network. She is the host of the Maggie Dawn Show from 6 to 7 across the Civic Media Radio Network every night. Maggie Dawn, an attorney herself, joins us. Maggie, thanks for joining us and for listening in.
Yeah, absolutely, Todd, over my lunch break here. First of all, great day. Congratulations to Justice Protasiewicz. I think it will be interesting because, really, I don't think the court had much of a bend liberally or conservatively until the election of Gableman and what that brought into the fray. So it's a new day. Let's see what happens now, right?
Sure.
But I did just very briefly want to share with you, I was a congressional intern and worked on the Hill the summer of 1997.
Sure.
And I just wanted to share, and granted, this is a long time ago, but these sorts of patterns and practices have a way of sticking around, which I'm sure you can attest to as well. We used to actually call them wheels up parties. And what that used to refer to was that the representative would get on a plane to fly home to their districts, typically on Thursdays or Fridays. And so, like, kegs would roll in to various unnamed house buildings.
Uh-huh.
And often staffers would actually hang out and sort of have a little party. It never got out of control,
sure,
but a little party with one another in different offices. I also know that members have hung out with their staffs and had cocktails with them in the offices. So I think whatever the rule is, members largely do whatever they want, and staffers do to an extent as well, so long as they're not causing a problem. Here, Mr. Van Orton has caused a problem.
Right. I think you're right. I think that the key is, as long as there's no problems and just blatant intoxication, the chief clerk or sergeant of arms kind of looks the other way, regardless of what the actual House or Senate rules say. I agree with you on that. But agree or disagree, Maggie, I don't think the issue here, I mean, we know he has not denied the photo that circulated that there were multiple bottles of alcohol on his table in his office, hasn't denied that. But again, we can't confirm that he was, quote unquote, legally intoxicated. What we do know is he said he had a drink at least, and he has not discounted or walked away the comments from the Senate pages, these 16, 17 year old teenagers who have, I mean, pretty smart, right? As an attorney, as soon as it happens, write it down. And they have basically a transcript of what happened using multiple F-bombs, multiple S-words. And to me, and again, as an attorney, is it too much hyperbole to call this a form of verbal abuse?
No, that's exactly what it is. No one deserves or should be sworn at in the course of their screamed at and personally attacked with profanity in the course of their job.
Mm-hmm.
And he was screaming at these people. I myself have had a blow up or two at work, but I've never screamed at any, you know, like, you are the screw up. I've never done that. And it's different. I think what we're talking here is about disposition,
right,
and judgment. And there was no lack of judgment. The presumption of I'm the one in control here, and not even thinking like, hey, I may have a couple of drinks. Maybe I need to check myself, like the lack of self-awareness, right? The lack of sense of place, the lack of any sense or deference or decorum, just the lack of civility. These are things all unbecoming a U.S. congressperson. I don't care what party you are. That's fundamentally the problem. And, oh, of course, we know that this is part of a course of practice and conduct for this particular congressperson, and that's really what this conversation needs to be about. Oh, and yeah, he lied to try to defend himself. There are no dead soldiers there. How dare you invoke the memory of dead soldiers to defend the indefensible behavior that you engaged in? It's shameful. Thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Hey, anytime, Maggie. Thank you for joining us. And again, Maggie Dawn, each and every afternoon from 6 or evening, early evening, 6 until 7 across the Civic Media Network. I have a text in from a caller here. We'll leave the name off, but a former staffer, we'll simply say, of the last person, last Republican that held the 3rd District, Steve Gunderson, a former staffer of former Congressman Gunderson's, said they used to have a 401 club. Not a 420 club, but a 401 club that the congressman never knew anything about and simply says, Lyman Kugel rocks, right? So it's not unusual for there to be an alcoholic beverage in the office. And I agree with Maggie. That's not the issue here. That's, to me at least, is that there was alcohol in a congressional office. I don't want to say I don't care about it, but without confirmation that someone was legally intoxicated, I just don't think that's the issue. The issue, to Maggie's point and to others, was this verbal abuse of high school age kids, and that the, I think this is very significant, and I don't think this is getting enough play. The Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, joined with rebuking this action by Derek Van Orten and said that every member of the U.S. Senate Republican caucus felt exactly the same way. In fact, I'm gonna read you this because, again, I don't think it's getting enough play. After Derek Van Orten verbally abused these teenagers, the Democratic leader Chuck Schumer went to the floor and said, quote, "I understand that late last night, a member of the House majority thought it appropriate to curse at some of these young people, these teenagers, in the rotunda. I was shocked when I heard about it. I am further shocked at his refusal to apologize to these young people," unquote. And right afterwards, very conservative Republican, the Republican Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, got up and said this, quote, "I want to associate myself with the remarks of the majority leader. Everybody on this side of the aisle feels exactly the same way. Everybody," unquote. I added the second everybody for emphasis. That was me. But this is the problem that, so guys like Scott Walker and the Republican Party, there was a staffer for Ron Johnson who was online on Twitter making a big deal about the fact, trying to make it about the alcohol. So I took this snippet from the official record of the U.S. Senate and I tweeted it back at former Governor Walker and this Ron Johnson staffer and said, "I just want to be clear. Are you saying you disagree with the Republican leader in the Senate?" No response. didn't want to respond to that. I can't imagine why. Well, I guess that's maybe why Derek Van Orten canceled his press conference today at just south of La Crosse in his district. Didn't want to talk to the press. Here's somebody we always want to talk to. On the phones, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to beautiful Eau Claire listening on the tap. WCFW up there in beautiful Eau Claire on 93.5. It is Jeannie from Eau Claire. Jeannie, what say you?
You have a wonderful show. And you know what I love about you is that you were a former Republican, and I've been independent my entire life, no party affiliation whatsoever. And you call out bad behavior. And the bad behavior demonstrated by these people are over the charts. I mean, that bleepity bleep, 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 that dirty, filthy man is my representative. And don't think that I had to erase what I had to say to that guy 5 times, because, you know, you can record a message to your representative, right. And I was mad as you know what. And so I was bleepity-bleeping at that guy, and I thought, that's really rude. You just better can it. So right. Then I did it again, and then only a few beepity-beeps. And I thought, nope, here I am going after him for his behavior toward young kids, you know. And so I thought, well, don't act like them. So I did spell some things and, you know, and try to be, I can't be polite when you go after kids. Right. When you go after teenagers abusive like that, you need to be held accountable, and that guy needs to go. Oh, and by the way, I remember that they were going to have, I think, a beer party. Republicans were talking about it when the Congress passed the bill to get rid of Obamacare. And they were going to have a big party. So I just wanted to bring that up to remind people how they like to celebrate things like taking away health insurance from people. Alcohol.
I'm up against a break. Thank you so much, my friend. Back with more after this on the Tuttle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation. that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th. In Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Zomers, would you dial up there?
Mark from the SAC earlier mentioned Hi-Ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
So he's dialed that up. Very good.
Yeah, Derek Van Orten really does seem to love digging himself in a hole.
He kind of does. And as other callers have pointed out, it's not difficult to get your... The first thing politically that you learn at an early age... If you're in a hole politically, stop digging. Right? Don't make it any worse. Also in politics, you learn this. If you've got a problem, hang a lantern on it. In other words, the best thing you can do if you've got a problem politically is go out in front of the press and just say it. Just say, and as other callers have pointed out, say, look, I made a mistake. I'm human.
Otherwise, it looks like you're hiding something.
Exactly. And most people will say, yes, we agree. We're all human. And you apologize sincerely and you try to make it right with the interns and their families and say, look, I was out of line. I was unprofessional. I shouldn't have done this. I was the one that brought disrepute on the house. And I apologize. And then you move on. But Derek Van Orten not only doesn't want to do that, yesterday now he's canceling press conferences in his own district. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Joe in Madison, we appreciate you holding through the break. Joe, what say you?
I would offer the chance to have the Nick Lowe song up that with the wonderful title, What Did I Do Last Night and Who Do I Have to Apologize To? And I think that's what we're getting down to.
Right.
It's just an apology. It is very true that a little man is the kind that can't apologize, a very little man. And I think Mr. Van Orten is proving himself to be a tiny, tiny little D man in this situation. And as you say, it's just an apology. And the apology, it's four words. I'm sorry, I overreacted. That's
perfect.
All. That's all. You know, and he could have put it to bed right there. But for some reason, he cannot let go of it. And I think that's the interesting nut, if I might say, in this situation, why he cannot let go of this and insists upon being, quote, right, rather than being a good man. A good man would apologize. A big man would apologize. Mm-hmm. And he's proving himself to be a very little man. Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Joe, thank you for listening. We really appreciate your listenership. And thank you for calling in. Joe and Madison, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. 844-967-2789. Give us a call if you would like to join the conversation. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the text line, catch up here a little bit. Out in my old stomping grounds of Richland Center, WRCE News from the Center. Quote, just adding a woman's perspective here. I like to see Van Orten human up, not just man up, unquote. All right, very good. I like that. Like that should absolutely. I mean, it's an expression, right? Man up. But I get it. Whether you should human up. I think that's a good way to put it. Here's we were talking. I was going to move on to the Judge Janet swearing in, and we'll talk about that next hour. But obviously, people are fired up still about this Van Orden issue, going after teenagers verbally, and now canceling a press conference in his own district, refusing to answer to the press. But here's somebody texting in about Judge Janet from WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha, Jeff from Shorewood. I'm elated my friend Janet is getting sworn in. She was strong and fair as both a prosecutor and judge, but she's far from a flaming liberal like me, unquote. Good point there by Jeff in Shorewood. I mean, it seems that Judge Janet is a thoughtful justice and is going to do just the right thing, not necessarily from a political perspective. So good point there. Let's see here. Going through other text. WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, which incidentally, it is the one-year anniversary of Bull Falls Radio up there in Wausau. So congratulations to Chad Holmes and the entire crew of Bull Falls Radio up at WXCO, one of our stations up there. Cindy, listening in from Wausau, says, quote, where our lawmakers work is their place of business. Most people are not allowed to have alcohol at their job. It is unprofessional. If anybody, while they're on the clock, would be drinking and swear at coworkers or customers the way Derek Van Dum Dum did, her words, not mine, would be fired. Shame on him. I think that, again, you know, I'm not saying that while I was a staffer in politics, I never had a drink in the building. That'd be a lie. Never got intoxicated in the building. But certainly, and I think here's the, anybody who worked in politics at all, either side of the aisle, especially, you know, 20 years ago, if you were a staffer and didn't get sworn at by your boss or another person in your house, you probably weren't very high up in the ladder. It's just the nature of the business. It's very intense. The stakes are very high. And if you can't handle getting sworn at, then it's probably the wrong business for you. If you're a full-time staffer, an adult. But in all my years, my nearly 30 years in politics, I don't ever recall witnessing or hearing of a member of the House, either in the Senate or the Assembly here in Wisconsin or in the U.S. Senate or the House in D.C., of either party going after kids with that sort of verbal language. That's just a line that members don't cross. And especially, as I said before in another program, it's very territorial. I mean, if you're in the House, you just don't go after people in the Senate and vice versa. And I think that's part of what made Mitch McConnell so mad as well. What else we have here? Also, WAUK down in Waukesha. So Van Orden thinks it's disrespectful to the history of the Capitol to lie on your back to take pictures of the ceiling, but it's not disrespectful to repeatedly curse people out at the same place using F-bombs. Talk about hypocrisy, unquote. So there you go. Great discussion. Really, really appreciate it. Let's see, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Wisco Paul, I got about a minute and a half left. It's all yours. Wisco Paul, go right ahead.
Great show, Todd. Thanks a lot, as always, for letting me speak. Van Orden should have never done that and probably should have never been to Washington January 6th, but that's uncalled for. And it is a great day for Wisconsin because Judge Janet is being sworn in. I think she's a middle-of-the-road kind of lady, and she's just going to do the right thing. And number one thing is to end gerrymandering like your good friend Dale Schultz said we should do. So that's it. Van Orden, that's not uncalled for. Maybe you shouldn't be a congressman. Try something else for a line of work. Thanks, Todd.
Always great to have you on, Paul. Wisco Paul, always appreciate it. Great call, as always, and that's a great segue. We're going to get into next hour our friend and colleague Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call here on Civic Media from 12:15 to 1 with William Walter. Going to be right here in his old time slot in the 2 o'clock hour. We will get to this news today of the Supreme Court changing over to a liberal majority and also a little dust up, a little drama. These things are not without drama. Randy Keshnick, a former Jefferson County Circuit Court judge, who ran against Shirley Abramson for the Supreme Court. I briefly ran his race, and I'll tell you on the other side why I left. And now he's being apparently fired today. We're going to discuss all that and more. Your calls as well. Don't go anywhere. This is Aaron Zommers. I'm Todd Allball, and this is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.